everybody. This is Ted Bell reminding you the Bill Henry Show is brought to you by your participating local Nissan dealers.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Chris, you describe yourself as a feminist, right?
Yes, sir. I'm someone who believes that, you know, women have basic rights. And my mother was very influential on me from that standpoint.
So your organization, which is a beach safety organization, looking to make the beach safe for women, correct?
Yes, sir. I think summertime, you have to understand there's a lot of women that are out on the beach, and there it is a place where they are very vulnerable, I think. They're not dressed, you know, like they would be out on the street, and they're not wearing not all that much clothing, and they're a very public place. I walk the beach every Saturday, so I see it's my way of getting sun, and I do work out, and I think it gives a lot of younger women a good time seeing me. So I do have a pretty cut body, and I think a lot of men, I relate to them very well, too.
So this was born of, why did you decide to have a beach patrol to protect women?
I noticed a lot of women who, for instance, will fall asleep on their blankets or on their towels, and that's fine. You're out there to enjoy the sun, have at it. Many times, though, what has happened, and a lot of women nowadays, because some women are tend to be heavier, the bathing suit slides up the backside. If a woman's laying on her stomach on a blanket, the bathing suit slides up the back, and she's exposed. I mean, the butt, you know, her
rear end.
Yeah, yes, sir. And so I said, I've been raised to respect women. So last Saturday, I saw this lady, and she wasn't even a young woman. So the idea that I was attracted to her is absurd. And I saw that she had on a one piece, and the bottom part had gotten, you know, the one piece. Because when you see women pull the bathing suit, they pull it down over the butt area, and the one piece had gotten wet, you know, slid up and sort of wedged up. So she'd fallen asleep, and I just know what my mother would have wanted me to do. And so that's when I bent over and I pulled it down. I went over and I grabbed the edge of the suit and I pulled it down over the one cheek. One cheek of the butt was exposed out, and I just unwedged it, I guess.
Well, the lady claims that you were fondling her.
No, sir, I was not. No, sir, I was.
Okay, look, she claims you had one of. She said you had one of her buttocks in your hand.
No, sir, I did not. I had to pull it. Because her suit was wedged up, I had to pull the one, you know, I had to pull her, the buttock away to pull it out of the crack area. Now, my intention was to help the lady from being embarrassed or potentially having some guy come up and try to grope her. And that's what we're talking about.
So you're doing this on a weekly basis, right?
I help women during the summer. Because if you...
Why?
Well,
I mean, I know you say that you're a feminist, but...
Well, if you think about it, Phil, this is the first time of year when this is the time of year women are wearing the least amount of clothing in the most public area. And most of the time, they're by themselves or with other women or with their boyfriend who isn't watching out for them. So what I try to do, I mean, 2 weeks ago, there was a young lady and this guy that were laying together on a towel, and they were asleep, and I noticed that her butt, you know, the bottom of her suit on both sides had ridden all the way up. So she was fully exposed, you know, on her butt. And so this is a situation where a boyfriend has put her in a dangerous situation.
Why do you blame him? Because he's laying there on the towel next to her. He doesn't know that her suit has ridden up on her.
Well, but again, he should be aware that it could be. And the two of them have fallen asleep, so she could be fondled or groped. And while he isn't doing nothing about it, but he's just laying there sleeping while she's exposed. So you worry about what kind of a father this guy's going to be. So I went over, and as gentlemanly as I could, I tried to tug the suit down over the butt. And
all right, but this lady was wearing, the lady you're talking about was wearing a thong, right?
I did not know that at the time.
She was wearing a thong, so there's no pulling the suit down because the thong exposes.
I did not know. All I knew, she was exposed, and I was trying to find the rest of the suit.
Well, this guy woke up and saw you hunched over his wife with your fingers hooking the suit.
As I explained to him the situation, I was trying to pull the suit down. See, one of the things that I do very well, Phil, and I don't want you to get too upset, is because I do communicate very well. Once I explain to any boyfriend or husband that all I was trying to do is pull the suit down and, you know, pull it out of their, you know, unwedge it, they fully understand.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Mr. Norton. If I saw you pulling the back of my wife's bathing suit down over her rear end, I would be angry.
But you believe me, I would calm you down.
Well, how would you calm me down if I wake up and I see you pulling my wife's bathing suit down?
I would. The first thing I do is I put my hand on your shoulder and I go, cool out. Just cool out. I'm not interested in your wife. One of the things I think you need to understand, Mr. Henry, is I'm considered to be very good looking. I do have very hot girlfriends that I do go out with. I don't want some guys, you know, I mean, a lot of these women are, I mean, a lot of them are very hanky. I mean, I want some guy's hanky looking, you know, wife. I'm just trying to unwedge the suit. And so I think it's wrong for people to judge me before, you know, they get all the facts.
All right, Chris Norton is with us, and Chris got into some trouble last weekend, but you'll continue to do this, right?
Absolutely. I believe very strongly in on protecting the women.
All right, he's going up and down the beach. He sees women laying there whose suits have ridden up the backside, as some women's bathing suits will, so he's grabbing them and pulling them down. In one instance last weekend, a girl had a thong on, so there wasn't anything to pull down, and you wound up having, but you say you can talk to these guys?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, here's our phone number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and I wonder if this is just too personal a thing to do, even though you're protecting women. And what exactly are you protecting? If a woman is exposing her backside because her bathing suit has ridden up and she's fallen asleep, you're protecting her from what?
From the possibility of a man falling.
So a man will come up and fondle her?
Yes, sir. And depending on the size of the woman, sometimes it's harder to pull all the fabric out of the crevice area. The larger the woman, the more of the bathing suit can get stuck up there. But I'm very good at this. It doesn't take me long. And again, I want to emphasize something that really, really, really need to be emphasized. I can talk to men and cool them out so they understand that I don't mean no harm. I'm just trying to cover up their girlfriend's bottom. And, you know, I'm not interested in their wife. I'm not interested in their girlfriend. I do lift. I work out at Gold's Gym in Hermosa. I also have a pass at Gold's Gym down in Hawthorne. So I do an awful lot of lifting. I do an awful lot of weightlifting. And I've got some very hot girlfriends. So I'm not out on the beach trying to grab some guy's wife's, you know, butt. Because most of these women out on the beach, if you've probably seen them, are not, you know, not too, you know, good to look at. I mean, it's pretty nasty. But
see, this is what you're calling them nasty, but you're a feminist.
No, I'm saying I'm trying to protect them. I live on the beach, so I see some of the things that happen. And for instance, if a father is there with his daughters, and the daughter's laying there with the crack, with it up the crack.
Wait, you're not grabbing a girl's, a daughter, an underage girl?
But if the father, I want to say if the father's not protecting her.
You're walking up to an underage girl now who's laying on her stomach with her bathing suit up the rear end, and you're pulling it out.
If the father's not protecting her.
And if the father sees you doing that, aren't you in for an ass-kicking?
Again, Mr. Ernie, you have to understand two things. I lift, and I'm able to calm down the people than when the people get angry.
All right, Chris Norton with us. Chris, understand, I know you have the best of intentions. It's grabbing a woman's bathing suit and pulling it out of whatever situation it's in. Some men misunderstand, but you say you can cool them out.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is a telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, but also has a beach safety patrol on the weekends. And with summer around, a lot of women are out, and men, sunbathing. Some women's bathing suits ride up the back. And he thinks that they are targets for men fondling them. Nicole, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got a real quick question for you. Why don't you just tap these women on the shoulder and tell them?
No, you know what? That's a good question, but a lot of them are asleep.
Well, that's what I mean. So tap them on the shoulder. Say, hey, I don't want to frighten you. I don't want to touch you. I just want to tell you that you are in a very provocative situation for somebody else.
Okay, they're asleep, and I don't want to disturb them.
Oh, give me a break.
Come on, man.
What do you mean give you a break? What is wrong with not wanting to disturb somebody who's sleeping?
I think it's just you don't touch
other
people's bodies.
I'm not touching their body. I'm grabbing the suit and pulling it out of the crack.
What is that?
What?
You're touching their bodies.
I am not touching their body.
Well, you're touching their
women's bodies.
What?
Do you do this to men, too?
No, because guys' suits don't go up the crack. Only women's do.
If they wear Speedos and sometimes thongs.
Hey, sorry, ma'am. I live on the West Coast. No men out here wear Speedos. I mean, I'm sorry about where you live, but
I grew up.
Okay,
on the
look,
West
look.
Coast,
the fo- yes. the p- look. The point is that men do wear Speedos.
I have not seen. There is not a lot of Speedos out in South SoCal beaches. Okay, I'm just talking about it. See women.
Well, what if a guy in a Speedo and it was up? It was wedged up.
That's something that guys want you to see. Women don't want you to see it.
How do you know that? Have you done research?
Guys expose themselves. Guys expose themselves, okay? And they like to do that.
All right, if a guy is laying on the beach in a Speedo with it wedged up his butt, you're saying he did it on purpose.
I'm not saying he did it on purpose. I'm saying it's more something that guys are into to do to expose themselves. Women don't want to do that. And to answer the lady's question about whether I, why don't I tap on the shoulder, I don't want to wake people up who are sleeping on the beach. It's easier to reach up.
Waking them up anyway.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
How many of these people wake up?
The one lady woke up.
You mean most of them stay asleep?
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks, Nicole. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is walking down the beach. He sees a woman laying there on the on a towel. And her bathing suit has ridden up the back, and you ladies know what we're talking about. He reaches up and he pulls the bathing suit down for them without waking them up. Is that a chivalrous and gentlemanly thing to do, or is it borderline sexual abuse? He got into a confrontation with a woman last weekend on the beach, but he says most of the time people are fine with it once he, quote, explains the situation, end quote. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, controlled by the International Jewish Media Conspiracy. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're with Chris Norton, a telemarketer by the week, and on the weekend, a part of a beach safety patrol protecting women along the beaches of Southern California. But could it be in anybody's town? It could be anybody, anybody's community, a lake, an ocean. Mr. Norton, you're walking up to women who are laying on their stomachs asleep and pulling their bathing suits down over their rear ends if they've bunched up, correct?
Essentially, yeah, that's correct. But I mean, you know, this is not us. We're not touching the butt. We're not, you know, squeezing the butt or nothing.
I want to ask you about something else, though.
Yes, sir.
You say that if a boyfriend or a husband sees you doing this, you're able to cool him out so he doesn't get angry.
That is correct. Yeah.
How do you do this?
You just put your hand on their shoulder and you go, look, you know, calm down and take a breath. Because I'm going to tell you how the situation is here, you know. Your girlfriend was laying here. You could see everything, you know. And if I was a perv, I'd want to come up and, you know, fondle her, or maybe not. Or I wouldn't say that, but I'd say, you know, so just, you know, take it easy and, you know, back off, and I'll handle the situation. And most guys understand the situation after I do that.
So you tell them to back off?
I don't tell them to back off.
Because that sounds very challenging.
No, I just say, just take it easy. Just, you know, back away. Let me finish what I'm doing.
So wait a minute. If a guy's standing there and he's telling you, what are you doing to my girlfriend, you'll continue to pull her bathing suit down?
I say to him, back away and let me finish, then I'll talk to you about what your problem is.
And if a guy wants to get physical with you?
They don't. Believe me, Mr. Henry. I do a lot of lifting, so I do intimidate a lot of guys. But more importantly, way more importantly, is I'm very friendly to them. I put my hand on their shoulder. One time, all you got to do is just put a finger in their chest and just say, look, here's how it is. And it calms them down.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Marjorie, go right ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. Hello. I would like to say that if he does that to me, I am not going to calm down. And if my husband is next to me, as soon as he puts a hand on the shoulder, what he's going to get is a real fist right on his chin. He is crazy. He needs to go and patrol the people and masturbate instead of patrolling people and showing their bodies.
Well, ma'am, if you're laying on the beach and your butt's there, do you want a guy coming up and rubbing it? No.
That's what you're doing by fixing it.
No,
and
ma'am.
Then you say, wait. And then you say you have good-looking girlfriends. I bet that when you go out with them, they have their nice little bikini showing their nice little bodies. Okay?
No, ma'am.
That's their choice. It's my choice if I want to show butt or not.
Well, but see, here's the thing, ma'am.
No, the thing is that you are patrolling the wrong thing. You need to go and patrol the people that get into the cars and looking at girls and little girls and are masturbating, because I see that where I live. And when I see that, I make a big, big, a scandal.
Well, you call the police, obviously, and that's the best thing to do. But I would suggest, ma'am,
if you do that to me, on my body,
ma'am,
I'm going to get a slap,
well,
a kick, and I'm going to call the police too, because what you're doing is wrong.
Well, ma'am, I would suggest to you, as a beach safety expert, to lay on the beach with your butt all out there for a man to grab is not safe. Are you showing your butt off?
How many times have you seen? Because I go to the beach a lot, I live in Miami. How many times do you see that?
I've never seen,
not even a teenager grabbing a girl's butt. I have never seen it.
I go
to South Beach where they're topless. Come on, no, you never see that.
No,
you don't see that. It is you and your patrol that are grabbing the butt. You are the one that is out of place, and you need to go and patrol something
else. And here's something else, if I could jump in. Certain beaches in the United States, they wear a lot of thongs, and as you say, Marjorie, in Miami, South Beach, they go topless because of the European visitors. What do you do about that?
First of all, if it's legal, I got no problem with it. I'll back off, and I'll continue my patrol. But if, for instance, I'm on Miami Beach, and I see a Hispanic lady like this who's obviously, you know, showing it off, I'm going to remind her, you know, some guy's going to want to come up and squeeze. So
wait.
That doesn't happen. I don't know. Maybe you used to do it, but that doesn't happen. I have never seen it happen. I don't go like that to the beach, but it does show up a little bit. My daughter is 8 years old, and when she plays, it runs up a little bit. And I tell you, you touch my daughter, my husband is going to kill you. I mean,
but ma'am,
talk to an Hispanic. It really doesn't have to be Hispanic. It really doesn't matter where you're from. I think when you touch somebody's family, you are.
No, you can't touch an 8-year-old girl, Mr.
No
Norton.
Way! Oh
you
my
can't.
God! Well, I kill my 15-year-old boy.
Oh, wait
my 15-year-old kid will kill you.
Who's looking out for that girl if it runs up the crevice? Someone's got to yank it down.
I'm looking after you. That you're not going to go and fish for damn bait. So
you're
going to
get
I'm
killed.
I'm going to have to be looking at.
But here's
now
the thing.
I'm going to have to be looking out for you.
If your daughter has a lot of fabric up her rear.
It doesn't happen. Come on. It doesn't happen. They're innocent.
Yeah,
you know
they're
what?
Little child.
The problem is people like you, they take the innocence away from other people.
This is very true.
When you're trying to have fun and you know, being like everybody
okay.
else.
I don't really have a problem with you. But an adult woman laying on a beach.
Well,
look,
an
and if the lady
That's
doesn't want
say.
You.
She's an adult.
And if the man, and if her husband says something to you, Mr. Norton, if the son.
Well, again, I have to remind the lady that I do lift. And I would simply put my hand on your husband's shoulder and say, hey, everything's... What's
you
so funny?
Man, as soon as you put that hand on my husband's shoulder, with the other hand, he's going to punch you. And not only him, many people. I don't believe that you can really calm them down. It's not true. And maybe you pick up on people that are wimps because you say you are a bodybuilder. I bet.
I do a lot of lifting.
I bet you go to another bodybuilder and you do that to his daughter. And that's not going to happen. You're not going to be able to come.
Well,
that
I think I just put a finger in their chest and I go back away.
Back away. What do you think? That's a machine? Are you going to say stop?
Yeah, the guy is going to get a little. Thank you, Marjorie, for your call. Don't you understand that for some men, putting a finger in their chest, you might as well slap them across the face?
No, I don't understand.
You put a finger in a guy's chest?
I'm simply reminding him that his girlfriend or his wife is in very serious jeopardy laying there with her butt exposed the way that it is. And I'm trying to make the butt covered up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Norton is walking along Hermosa Beach. If he sees a woman laying on her stomach sunbathing, a lot of time women's bathing suits ride up the back. He pulls it down for them. It got him into some trouble with a lady last weekend, although he claims that when some women get upset, he explains the situation and they're all right. Would you find that offensive, or would you appreciate a guy doing that for you if you're laying there asleep? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show.
One 800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Chris Norton is my guest. He's with a beach patrol in Hermosa Beach. He has engaged in a controversial practice of pulling down women's bathing suits in the back if they ride up too high on the rear end. I'm sure you've seen this. If they're asleep, he pulls them down. You say because they could be fondled. You say because they could be getting sunburn. A lot of people find this to be extremely odd behavior and almost borderline sexual abuse. On its own, sir.
Well, let me jump in, Phil, and explain something. Number one, as I have said, I do lift. My body's very cut, and I've been told that I'm good looking. For many, many women, I'd say about 99% of the women that I assist this way on the beach, it's fun for them. I think they get a little bit of a thrill, having a guy who's cut. You know, pulling the bathing suit down so that their butt's covered. And, you know, I think it's a thrill for them to see a guy that's cut who will get, you know, pull it out of the crack or whatever you want to call it.
The other thing, if you don't mind me saying, is for a man engaged in public service, you've got a very uneducated... What do you mean pulling it out of the crack?
I'm saying, sir, that...
I know what you're saying, but I think there's probably a better way. How about just covering them up?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Cover them up. You know, I don't claim to be no... public speaker. I'm here for the safety of the women is all, and I'd say, and it's a thrill for a lot of women to turn around and see a man who is, yes, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to say, is very good looking, with his, you know, with his finger, you know, kind of rubbing, coming, you know, taking it down.
All right, I didn't hear the tip with his finger. What?
Pulling down the suit.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Terry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, Terry.
Well, I guess my greatest concern is I think that exactly what he describes that women are getting out of it is what he's getting out of it, and that he's a relatively, a very dangerous man.
I don't know how you can say that, ma'am. All I'm doing is pulling a bathing suit down.
Well,
I'm not having no sexual contact or nothing.
Yeah, I think you are, and I'm a practicing psychotherapist, and I work with pedophiles, and I work with people who... counter against sexual activity with women every day, and you are incredibly narcissistic.
I'm not having sex with them.
It doesn't matter if you're having sex with them. What you're doing is you're getting a sexual arousal from it, and that makes it sexually inappropriate.
Excuse me.
And you are offending.
No, ma'am, I never said I got no sex excitement out of it.
You don't have to. You don't have to say it outright. Listening to you speak is very evident.
Because you're a mind reader, because you're a nurse. Because you answer phones at the doctor's
office. I'm a psychotherapist.
Because you answer
phones.
If you answer phones at a doctor's office.
No, the lady said she's a psychotherapist.
Yeah.
All right.
I treat people who are pathologically ill, like yourself.
Well, you can't diagnose me on a phone. I'm doing a public service.
Oh, it's not too tough.
Really? Then why do people pay you $100 an hour? Oh, yeah.
Oh, because I'm good.
Gotcha.
No.
Gotcha.
And in fact, you know, it's really interesting. That
gotcha.
The more
I got the psychotherapist, man. I got the psychotherapist.
Yeah.
Will you listen to the woman, please?
Yeah. But she said
she can. Well, you know, I think it's just really interesting.
Everybody who's a patient of this lady shouldn't be paying her no money. She'll do it on the phone in 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I think it's interesting. I didn't treat you. I did diagnose you.
Well, first of all, Terry, if you were laying on your stomach on the beach, rest assured, I probably wouldn't be able to find your bathing suit up that crack. Secondly,
you know something. You know what, man? You're really beginning to.
No, she's the one that started it.
What do you mean she started it? What are we kids now?
I gave my opinion, and I think that it's the more that you counter and the more that you try to make it somebody else, the more you know it yourself.
Do you wear glasses?
Kind of a sad thing.
Do you wear glasses?
No.
Oh, so you got contacts, huh?
Neither.
Are you hot?
I wouldn't even justify having that conversation with you because you know what?
Let me ask
you enjoy it.
Let me ask some. Do you have cellulite or bruised thighs like a lot of large women do? Or
nope, not a bit.
Okay, so you've been able to avoid that even though you're heavy.
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant what you look like and what the other women look like. You are incredibly offensive.
I'm very, very sexy. And women like that.
I care less.
And it bothers you. It bothers you. It bothers you that some women find me sexy.
Wait a minute. How do you know women find you sexy?
And how did you get from saving women from people like yourself to getting off on being sexy? That's the whole
thing. No, I'm saying that women don't mind me grabbing it out of the crack because I'm good looking.
There we go again, grabbing it out of the crack.
Exactly.
That's why a lot of what you're saying doesn't sound professional. It doesn't sound community-minded or public service-minded. It sounds... What do you mean grabbing it out of the crack?
Oh, okay, so all of a sudden, Mr. Henry, now you're a psychiatrist too, like this large woman is? I don't think so.
And the large woman thing.
If you'd melt if you saw me, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, you would.
It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter what you look like. The matter is your behavior is dangerous.
If you had sex with me, it'd be irrelevant. I'd still be dangerous, right?
I wouldn't have sex with you for anything. I don't care what you look like.
Would you have sex with me if you paid me?
Nope.
So you just paid me?
I think you're a very sick man, and I would want nothing to do with you. And I'm amazed that someone will hire you to walk their beat.
Nobody hires me.
I think you're a huge liability.
I do it for free.
All right, thanks, Terry. So you were baiting that woman on purpose.
Because she claimed to be a psychologist, and she's probably not no psychologist.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Angie, go ahead.
Well, first of all, the fact that he just said he does it for free means that no one has hired him and means that it is not in any kind of job description for him to do any of that.
It's a public service, ma'am.
He's hiding behind a title to be a pervert.
What?
Assuming that these women are so naive and so stupid that they cannot handle their own bathing suits and their own bodies.
Let me ask something. What do I do that's perverted? What do I do that's perverted? I provide a public service.
What makes you think that who appointed you the butt guard, okay?
Ma'am, if you want to lay there with your butt hanging out for a man to
fondle... Then that's my prerogative, and you have no business touching me in any way, shape, or form.
So you want a man to fondle you?
The only person that would be fondling me would be you.
Well, why are you laying there inviting it?
No one's inviting it. See,
wait a minute.
I completely agree with the last caller. You are a completely ignorant person, and to this point, it's almost ridiculous that we are justifying you with an argument here.
No, you lay there inviting fondlement. I come up to try to prevent the fondlation.
Absolutely not. You are the epitome of what you supposedly are trying to protect from, and the fact that you just said no one has hired you means that you are some pervert going out there hiding behind some beach patrol title, which is not even accurate to begin with.
Ma'am, there's all kinds of neighborhood watches that nobody hires. Does that mean they're perverts? No.
That doesn't mean people go inside other people's houses and shut their windows for them because they forgot.
I'm not going into their house. I'm helping you from being fondled.
You are touching a woman, and she did not invite your touch in any way.
Okay, so when she wakes up and some guy is squeezing her buns, then come crying to me about it.
No one would come crying to you because you have no official title on the beach. You are not a lifeguard. You are not employed by anyone.
Well, who would you talk to about it?
She talked to a cop about it.
I would call the police.
Call the police?
Just like I would call the police on you.
You can't call the police on me because I think you want some dude to fondle you with your butt hanging out.
Do you even have a high school education? Because by the way you speak, I cannot tell that you do.
What's that?
Do you even have a high school education?
What?
Do you have a high school diploma?
In what way? I don't know what you mean.
Exactly. Thank you very much for proving my point. You are an uneducated pervert that gets his jollies off pretending he is some big, important, muscle-bound lifeguard, which you are not.
I don't know what she's talking about. But
didn't you hear what the woman said?
No.
She said you're a pervert and you're an idiot. Do you understand?
You have no basis for an argument. Everything coming out of your mouth is ignorant and unintelligent.
Except for one thing. That you have not been able to argue out. And that is, if you're laying there with your buns hanging out, then you want to be fondled.
That's my problem, not yours.
Oh, yeah, but if the guy comes up and performs fondulation, if the guy comes up and does the fondlement, then you'll come crying to the police. So why do you invite it and then call the cops? Yeah, see, can't answer that. Can't answer that, can you? Can't answer that, can you?
What are we doing here, man? What are we doing here?
It's just that these women lay there, they pull their pants down, they wait for a guy to come up and touch them, and then they call a cop.
I just want to know what makes you think that that's your responsibility to take care of.
Because women are attracted to me, and I want to do something
for them. Are you kidding me?
I'm very hot, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I'm sorry if, you know, you haven't had a man that's hot.
I guarantee you that everyone listening right now is laughing at you. No one is agreeing with you.
The only one is laughing right now.
Every single person is laughing at you.
The only
you
people
are so ignorant.
The only people what are being laughed at is you, Angie, because I'm very hot, but I'm not egotistical about it.
You know what? I think we should just disconnect this guy because there's no basis for an argument because he is an idiot.
Go ahead, hang up. I'm the guest. You're not.
You're a joke.
I'm the guest on the show. You're not. You just called in.
You're a joke.
Hang
and
up.
I feel sorry for
Goodbye.
You and anyone you come in contact with.
Goodbye. And rest assured, Angie, I won't be, you know, pulling your suit down because I can't handle that much fabric without help.
You're an idiot. I'm not even going to justify this response. I'm sorry,
pulling
what's the host name again?
Pulling your suit down would be like pulling a tarp out at Busch Stadium.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
all right, Angie. Angie, thank you very much for your call.
Absolutely.
Why the
day.
Personal?
Everybody's been calling me an idiot and a perv. Why can't I say that she's got a tent covering her butt?
Because it's not gentlemanly, all right? I thought you said you're a gentleman. I thought you said you're a guy that...
Well, she can make fun of me.
Look it, pal. A gentleman doesn't care what a woman says. He just
Sir,
says he smiles.
I'm simply stating the fact. You're
Angie,
making fun of yourself by what you're saying. You are completely
look, Angie,
ignorant.
Just because every time you lay down on the beach, they try to roll you back in the water doesn't mean you have to get upset with me.
You have absolutely no idea what I look like.
Well,
if
I
that's
gotta,
the best comeback
yeah.
that you, if that's
right,
the best argument that you can come up with, that's really sad.
Yeah, just because you get a whole bunch of people from the Cetacean Society to try.
Okay, we got it already.
Oh,
thanks
good
for.
Thanks. You have a good day.
Bye, bye, Angie. Let's go over here to John. Hey, John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
How you doing there, tough guy?
What?
I said, how you doing, tough guy?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
You know, I'm about 6'5", I weigh 290, I pump weights too, and if I saw you doing what you're doing to my wife, and you start poking your finger in my chest, I'm going to break your finger, pal. What
well, no,
about
I'm just,
that, tough guy?
I'm just going to explain the situation.
I don't want. I've heard
I'll
enough
explain
of the situation.
It.
Let me ask you a question.
I'll explain the situation
No, let me ask you a question.
And also, you need to understand,
as you said,
how come your wife...
out of police.
Well, how come
police.
How come your wife gets to lay around with her big ass hanging out? I mean, somebody's got to cover it up.
How do you know my wife has a big ass, tough guy?
Well, it sounds like she does by the sound of you.
Now, how does it sound like she does?
Because you sound like a big, dumb redneck, and you probably married one.
I sound like a big, dumb redneck. You know what you sound like, tough guy? What do you... No, seriously, what are you, about 170, 180? You're a pervert.
You know what? You know what?
Doing this,
I'm so hot looking. Why you're angry is I'm hot looking. I'm hot looking, and you're pissed off about it.
Did you? I'm not pissed off about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Because the only thing you could marry is
animals when you were
okay.
a kid, didn't
hey, dude, you started. You married
you,
some chick from the Steerburger.
You started putting swimming suits on like your puppies and started doing this to practice, didn't you, tough
you,
guy? Didn't you, guy? Come on. Hello,
hey, dude. Hey,
yet,
dude.
Are
you? Hey, dude. You married some chick from the Steerburger. That was mistake number one. You get and buy yourself a log cabin someplace, and I'm out getting all kinds of poontang, and you're all upset about it.
You know, you're sitting here acting like you're like Mr. I'm oh. feminist, and I'm helping girls.
Yes,
now,
sir, I am.
You know what you would do better?
Yes, sir,
you know
I am.
Be better for you to do?
What?
To sit, why don't you tap the boyfriend's, you know, and say, hey, you're
hey, hey, man, hey,
or,
dude, how does your,
yet,
let me ask
you something,
man.
For
how
it,
does your wife,
you, since you're a big tough guy,
yeah.
why you go? Why don't you go check him out and stop him from doing it?
What?
You're a pervert, dude.
Hey, dude, when
you
your
are
wife,
a pervert.
Hey, how does your wife call you for dinner, man? By mooing,
yeah,
or does
go.
She, does
yeah,
she call
attack
you?
My wife. Attack my wife, feminist. There you go, feminist.
Well,
attack
hey, man,
my wife.
I'm trying to help her, and you're the guy that's going to beat me up for helping her.
You're not helping her.
Yes, I am.
Come on, dude.
What are you talking about, man?
What am I talking about?
I'm talking about cover up her butt. Which is probably, you know,
what
which...
the cover up the butt god.
Well, number one, dude, I wouldn't touch your wife because her ass would scare off every man
you
within 100 yards.
You know what you're talking. You don't know about my wife. You know what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I met her last week.
Oh, you met her last week. You know what? I met your mama last
yeah.
week. Too.
You know what I did?
That?
Well, excuse me. I milked her last week.
Pounds.
You know what I did, man? I last week actually.
Your wife or my or your mom?
Huh? Sorry, dude. You just blew that one.
Oh, I,
you
okay,
blew it.
I just blew that one.
Hey,
yeah,
dude,
you're right.
Speaking of your mom, she's right here right now. You got a message for her?
Yeah. Tell her to kick your ass, 170-pound guy.
Hey, you're supposed to kick my ass right after you haul my ashes. Okay.
All right, that's enough. That is enough.
Pussy.
You see a guy and he grabs your bathing suit, you kick his ass. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons.